Good morning and welcome to your daily Damascus Prayer Lab. My name is Matthew. I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we are going to be reflecting on a reading from 1 Samuel chapter 17. We all know this story as being the story of David and Goliath. The reading for today is pretty long, so I'm going to spare us the entire length of it. I'm just going to kind of touch on a portion today that the Lord put on my heart. So it's only a brief portion of what today's reading is. And I'm going to go ahead and read it and then give you the explanation that I felt like the Lord putting on my heart. So this reading says, "With his shield bearer marching before him, the Philistine Goliath also advanced closer and closer to David. When he had sized David up and seen that he was youthful and ruddy and handsome in appearance, the Philistine held David in contempt. The Philistine said to David, 'Am I a dog that you come against me with a staff?' Then the Philistine cursed David by his gods and said to him, 'Come here to me, and I will leave your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field.' David answered him, 'You come against me with sword and spear and scimitar, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel that you have insulted. Today the Lord shall deliver you into my hand. I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will leave your corpse at the corpses of the Philistine army for the birds of the air and the beasts of the field,'" etc., etc. And then David goes on to talk a little bit more to the Philistine, and then we all know what happens after that. David, you know, loads up his sling, throws it at the Philistine, knocks him in the head, cuts off his head, and then the Israelites end up winning that battle. I think there's so much that we can unpack from this scripture verse, David and Goliath. There's a lot on fear we could talk about. There's a lot on, you know, battling giants in our lives. But I think what I want to talk about here today is just the simple word and reality of trust. I think it's a good thing to talk about because, first of all, it's something that we all have a concept of, or at least a general concept of, and it's something that we talk about a lot. And it's actually something too that's immensely valuable in the life of a Christian. And I think we also too, when we pay attention to the scripture verse, are really struck by the trust that David has. He says, "Today the Lord shall deliver you into my hands. I will strike you down and cut off your head." I mean, this is a Philistine who is 9 feet tall and who is trained for battle since his youth. And David is a small man without a sword and only a slingshot. And with confidence, he knows that God will deliver him that day. That's an immense amount of trust. And I think a lot of times in our lives, maybe we're not facing Goliath, but you know, we face anxiety or depression or stress or financial circumstances that seem against the odds for us, or you know, whatever the difficulty is in our life that we experience. And the response that we need to have is one of trust. But I think a lot of times when things are so overwhelming for us, it's like this reality where things become so overwhelming for us that the very thing that's causing us to be overwhelming becomes the source of our anxiety. And because we become anxious of it, we end up not doing anything about it, only increasing the positive feedback loop of this anxiety getting worse. It's this reality of passivity leading to greater and greater struggle. And I think what's key about David's form of trust is that it's not a form of trust that is inactive. It's a form of trust that's immensely active. And I think this is the type of trust that the Lord's calling us to have in our lives with the various different difficulties that we have. I think of finances as being a perfect example, is that when a family's struggling financially, you don't just go to prayer and say, "Okay, Lord, we're really struggling and we don't know the solution. So we pray that you're going to deliver us and we just trust that's going to happen and then we don't do anything about it." No, it's like your call is to work your butt off in conjunction with the Lord's provision until he fully does provide for you. This is what David does, and this is why he includes both phrases. "Today the Lord shall deliver you into my hands. I will strike you down." It's not simply that the Lord will deliver you into my hands today, period, end of story. And it's not simply that this very day I will leave your corpse. It's a combination of both. So the call to action today that I would like to give myself and anybody out there who's listening is, is simply, let's examine the areas of our life that require trust, but let's not just examine them from the standpoint of we're going to take those to prayer and ask the Lord for help. But I think trust will also call us to ask the Lord, okay, Lord, I trust in you in this situation, but what is my specific call to action? What are you calling me to do today to begin to partner with you in what you are going to do tomorrow? With that being said, it's been amazing being here with you guys today. Again, that was a scripture reflection on 1 Samuel chapter 17. I encourage you to check it out yourself. My name is Matthew. If you're interested in learning more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless. Have an amazing day.